Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Kia ora and welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. We're always excited to join you in your space, and we're always happy that you can also join us to share the Word of God together for the next 15 minutes. Living Scripture is a program that God has brought to our space so that we can relate the Word of God, the Bible, to our daily living as a caution, as an encouragement, and as a challenge to our soul. A few weeks ago, we started a series in which we've been looking at lost but found. And we've had 6 parts in that series. So if you want to catch up on the past episode, head on to Plains Media, where you can listen to other things that we might have lost as a Christian or as a person that God will want us to get back. Today we draw our attention to Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26, creation story. And we'll be looking at another thing that we might have lost that God will want us to get back. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Lost but found.
I pray into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have
Hello, happy Sunday, my dear listeners. Yeah, lost but found. We're looking at something new today. Then God said, verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God created them, male and female created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." What a scripture. So today we are looking at something more entertaining, the triple delights. But man lost it. What is that, you may ask? Man lost authority. Man lost dominion. And man lost power. When we become a Christian, God already made a provision for us to become a success. He wants us to go through life and make it back to him safely without us, you know, with us exercising our full authority, dominion, and power. Unfortunately, man lost it. Man lost the three: authority, power, and dominion. In the Bible, authority means exousia, and it is the delegated right or legal entitlement to command. Man also lost dominion, which in the Bible is kurietes. It is the authorized rule or responsibility to steward God's creation. We also lost what is very important: power, dunamis. This is the inherent force, our capability to act, to actuate or enforce compliance, to forbid on earth and it shall be forbidden in heaven, to, you know, allow things on earth and it will be allowed in heaven. We lost it. These three delight empower believers to live victoriously and manage the heart according to God's will. But we lost it. Lost, but found. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on the power of heaven, I proclaim every weapon formed against me must break in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lost, but found. Once again, we'd like to remind ourselves about our healing and deliverance service and also our Sunday services. Every Sunday in April, we're meeting by 10 a.m. to 12 noon. To 12 noon for our Sunday service at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christ Church in the city center. Join us and I believe that God will do you good. Now, we're looking at lost but found, and we're looking at how man lost the dominion, the authority, and the power that God has given unto us. Do you know that it is possible for you to be a child of God and yet not operate in the authority that God has given unto you? When God created us, He gave us dominion over everything He has created. And sometimes it is possible for us not to allow ourselves to operate in the level of authority that God has given unto us. I had a personal experience in my life. I had given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ in 1988, and I followed Jesus. But I was not persistent in my prayer life and in exercising my authority as a Christian. Exercising my authority as a Christian means that taking charge of situations through prayers, taking charge of atmosphere through prayers, decreeing, and just as God has told us, it will be established. So in my first year after high school, in college, I was by myself in a school hostel, and this would be, you know, being away from home for the first time. I believe I came under a demonic attack at a point in time because for no reason, I just started having a tummy ache. I sought for prayer in the church and I was prayed for. But somewhere in my spirit, I had an understanding that it was a form of demonic attack. Now, before this time, I'd always believed that even though I'm a child of God, if I don't disturb the devil will not disturb me. But I was shocked that I came under a demonic attack with that tummy ache. And so God gave me the grace to realize that I have authority and that when I decree a thing, it can be established. So I took time to go to God in prayer. I spent time to pray. I made decrees. By the next day, the tummy ache was totally gone. I was fully healed. And from that day on, I have not ceased to exercise my authority in Christ. I want you to know that although we've been given this authority, awareness is very, very important. You need to know that you have an authority. You need to be aware. And finally, you need to exercise it. The authority, the dominion, and the power that you have can be dormant if you do not exercise it. Lost but found.
Welcome back, my dear listeners. What a story there, Morenike. Thank God you finally found your authority and exercised it. Lost but found. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the line, along the ground. That's what God gave us. Let's define authority. This is the legitimate right, authorization to govern, to act, or give commands. And is derived from a higher power, the ultimate power that God gave us as humans. You need to understand that this authority was demonstrated and by Jesus. And not only did he demonstrate, he delegated this authority to us over spirits and diseases, which is a form of distinct raw power. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, for instance, we saw Jesus taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In Mark chapter 1, verse 22, we saw Jesus being referred to as one that had authority and not as the scribes also. In Mark chapter 1, verse 27, I read, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded even the unclean spirit. With authority, he commanded even the unclean spirit. That is authority. And they obey him. You have not commanded. That's why you feel they will not obey you. So don't forget, authority means delegated or already given. And you must have awareness that you have it and you need to exercise it. Lost but found. We never like to close this broadcast without giving you opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. If you like to make this bold decision today, why don't you put your hand to your chest and say this prayer with me with faith. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ at gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.